Are you turned on now? Okay.
Yeah, I'm recording.
All right, August 4th, 3:20 p.m.
Hey, we're on the corner of Normandy and Greens Bayou Road.
Greens Bayou Drive.
At the 900 block of Normandy, the Greens Bayou Road.
Next to R&K Barbecue.
Right, and you're going to be heading
east.
East.
On Greens Bayou Road.
Pickup truck just passed us going east.
Yeah.
Jack is going to head off going east, and I'm going to follow him 1 minute behind.
And I'm going to go now. Is that okay?
Go.
All right. We'll see you in a minute. Well, as I begin my walk, I pass an AT&T truck
with a trailing off in the distance.
With a man
heading east,
taking a nap.
It's
actually, I think he just woke up.
Several minutes after
3
o'clock in the afternoon on August 4th, 102
parked with his air conditioner on in the shade. And there he goes.
An AT&T van was parked.
I'm noticing this barbecue joint on my right is
R&K
looks like it's pretty popular.
R&K
they
Barbecue
have
is an establishment on
nice
the corner.
Nice curved driveway
a
small that they, looks like they had to build specially
the
for their drive-in window that they put up on
Normandy
the side of the
and
building.
Greens Bayou.
This little strip center
the trees
here
in the front.
And as I walk along, I notice I'm kind
sure
of walking into
mean,
more of a
they look
residential
like they
area.
Sycamore, but overgrown
sort
with
of industrial
ivy.
Things.
Are painted
off
to
my
up
right.
to about
a bunch of containers
six
next
feet
to a big warehouse. There's a container
and
out on the yard.
Painted with white trunks.
Behind the barbecue place.
The owner has decorated or painted the trees.
To my left,
the perimeter.
I'm assuming the bayou is
R&K Barbecue.
To my left.
With white tree
and
trunks.
And I notice there's a.
On my left, as I proceed east.
Violation notice on a little tree
lot,
in front of
property.
A empty lot. It's overgrown with weeds and shrubbery.
Going west.
And actually, there's two.
So on the north hand side of the street, I'm
the
walking
city of
now. Here you can listen to my feet.
Somebody's got to clean up the rack over here, chop down those weeds, and it's garbage day on the street because there's trash cans lining the street
the
in front
of
some of the houses
keeping
here.
The property on the left-hand side of the street.
I hear
on
some
the
children
side,
off in the distance. Some little screams of delight. Looks like, oh, this
there's
is great. There's a
concrete driveway on the south.
A big yard here
street,
to my left
toward
the bayou.
The
and there's
a
above-ground pool with kids in there having a good time.
Drive-in driveway.
And in the middle of their big long yard goes from the street to the back
this
of the property. Looks like about 150 feet or so. There's a big tree stump
class,
that has been cut.
Mixed use.
And it has been cut at an angle, the angle
light,
facing the street, and someone has painted it yellow and put a big smiley face on
small,
it.
Small, modest, lower
it's
middle
a
class.
Big, happy face on
residences.
A tree that's
but
met
on
its demise.
Large pieces of property.
Kind of humorous.
It's like ranging from about a half acre.
To my right is a pretty interesting little house, well kept.
Street,
got the American flag and the Texas flag. And nice gardens around it.
And I think it
very well kept.
Backs up to the bayou, Greens
Bayou. Some peas
bayou,
growing up on a fence.
Which
and
is north.
Looks like tomatoes
street
in the back.
Walking.
A Texas, really cool Texas
there's no real reason to have
state
chosen this
flag
street,
cut out of plywood.
Made
into a multiple birdhouse.
We've never been on the street before.
Next to that is another yard, empty lot with several tree stumps in it.
Or what we're describing for the first
pile
time.
Pile of wood over by the fence.
Experiences that we're seeing
there's
and
a,
for the first time for us.
Interesting thing here as I walk past
on the
12865.
Just passing a little white house. The first
there's
house
a,
is 12830.
A very large branch hanging off of
the address.
Power line. Which looks as though it's been there for a long time. It's quite large. It's about
small,
12 or 14 feet.
Wood clad.
It's hanging
house,
off of the power line.
Painted. The address
power line has that branch
just
by
the
crotch.
Of it on the south side of the street. Looks to be abandoned. Little.
I can hear a lot
house
of bugs, cicadas, and whatnot.
Most of the houses have
shedding their shells.
Fence around them. Big piece of property
walking
on
past
my left
a fairly robust pecan tree.
Seems to extend.
Some garbage
at least 2 acres
strewn around
the bayou on the north side.
Ground here and there. There's a very weird-looking structure to my right now. It looks like some type of pumping station or whatnot
a
for
pool
a water system.
On the property. And on that same piece of property, mainly.
I'm noticing there's some fairly large trees.
Pine trees.
Nice
one
tall
tree
pines.
It's been cut down and they've left.
Some of them look as though they've
sticking up about 3 feet.
Died
high
either
off
in
the
this
property.
Drought or
about
recent
3 feet
storms
in diameter
killed
trunk,
them off.
And on the flat side of that trunk, they painted over.
Here goes a car,
yellow
one of the neighbors.
Effects. On the address 12850 is a well kept piece
There's
of
an
property.
Interesting little sculpture to my left. Someone put a
sunflower
used tire down with some plywood and sheetrock.
Other
and trash, but it's piled very neatly, like a little
gardens,
sculpture.
Tomato plants and things planted in the front. I have a sort of a folk
Here
art.
Here comes
Texas
a yard crew truck.
Birdhouse.
A white truck with a trailer.
The flag of Texas painted on the face of it.
Lawnmower and weed eaters in the back. There's a cute dog.
And on my right,
hello dog.
Two big pieces of
hello.
Property, big empty lots.
Very curious.
Well manicured,
his head
but there's
to the
nothing
side
on them except for some trees.
And wave to him. He's tied up to a tree in the back of a yard with a
pine trees.
House and an overhang.
Left hand
side
is large pieces of property.
A pink Volkswagen Bug
the
up on blocks.
A
Volkswagen van, almost the same
the
color, purplish
street.
Pink.
That's a very
Looks
small
like a couple
house.
Projects
set
for
off
somebody.
About 100 yards from the street.
Now I'm at the corner
like
of Dwight and Green's Bayou.
Lot.
I should probably
least.
Take a right on Dwight because it rhymes, but I'm going to
walking
continue
pretty slowly,
along.
I can see Jack up ahead of me.
I'm coming up a rise.
80 to 100 yards.
Slight rise
in front
up
of me.
To the top of a hill.
I'm approaching what seems to be a
passing
small.
Passing some large pine trees, one of which looks fatigued by the. Actually, that looks like it's been dead for quite a while. It's got some bad bark on
square.
It. Whatnot. Won't be standing long.
Chain link fence around it, barbed
Next,
wire.
It's in the lot with a fence in front of it.
And that address
and
is
for sale sign on
70.5.
So it's a property
a
for sale here.
Water treatment. There's a
Across
smell
the street is a property that's just completely
sewer.
Overgrown.
It doesn't smell very good.
Trees and a palm tree and some weeds and brush.
House next to it, to the east of it, seems to be abandoned.
I'm just passing the mailbox at 12906.
Unkept,
a little, little house up the hill a
ditches
little bit.
On it's either like side a, of the street, actually on the south side.
There's a, it's like a house of a laborer. He's got a pickup truck there in the driveway. Looks like he's a handy person. Looks like he had a couple
passing
carpentry
by,
projects brewing.
On the north side of the street now, it's a very large piece of property. Looks to be at least.
And I'm passing on my
acres.
Left, which is the bayou side of my walk.
Overgrown behind a chain link
a
fence. Nothing
construction
on
yard of some sort. An opened
the trees
yard
are completely
kind of
overgrown
with
vines.
Big trucks. It looks
very
like gravel
short.
Trucks and whatnot. And a building that looks like it was
poison oak and poison
damaged
ivy
in a storm,
the
but they're still using it for things.
Now on the corner of Dwight Street or Dwight Road.
Very dusty
in Green's Bayou.
Parking lot. There's a little
and
dust devil that just
12,
came up about 20 feet tall and
Green's
spun around
Bayou
and disappeared in the parking lot.
Street. Dead ends into Green's Bayou.
I'm kind of come up to the top of the rise here, this little hill that I'm on, and I'm
lot
that
is
thinking
that
Houston is
with tires and trash
pretty much a flat
kind of
flat place, but along the bayous,
fence in the front.
You often see hills where they haven't graded them flat due to the topography of the
disheveled
old river or bayou running through here. The man just got on his big motorcycle. He's about to leave his driveway, his house. And I'm coming to what looks like a nice shady spot to stop my tour. The top of this hill. Oh, and there it looks like the AT&T man is.
Fell on a motorcycle.
The napper is here at a house across the street.
Heading west.
Yeah.
Now at the address 12906.
It's over 100 degrees today.
South side of the street.
I'm going to stop.
House with a
there's a very nice little
fence
house.
It is overgrown with vines.
Quite cute.
Trumpet
set
vines,
etc. In a wooded lot here. I'm going to stop in front of it under the shade of this tree and wait
like
for Mike.
Sounds like an exhaust. Like we're approaching.
It is extremely hot.
Semi-industrial.
Extremely hot. I'm kind of used to it.
A bunch of trucks.
There's a young man coming out to
parked in front,
see what's going on.
In the back.
He's
metal shed that seems to be falling down.
Looking at me curiously because I'm talking into this
East End mixed use neighborhood.
Anyway,
I'm describing right across the street from 12910.
I can feel the sweat dripping down my back into my pants. But again, I'm fairly used to the heat because I'm in it often. I don't get fatigued by the heat like most people that are not out in it very much.
See pine trees.
I happen to.
Sweet gum, oak trees.
How you doing?
Hackberries. Very overgrown.
Oh, I'm just doing a little
trees and
research on the neighborhood.
Plants.
Little audio tour.
Even in the abandoned.
What's your name?
Pieces of property that
Sam?
Are.
Sam, I'm Jack. How
somewhat
you doing?
Mowed and kept up.
I like your house.
So, Jack is now stopped. He's just standing.
It's a 75-year-old house, huh?
Waiting for me to approach him.
That's great.
There's a
Looks
small
good.
House on my right-hand side.
And here comes Mike. I see Mike walking up.
Picket fence.
I'm thinking of the 75-year-old house
still
here.
Hanging
it's in a
on
very
it.
Nice
the address
lot.
Is 129
a lot of trees around it.
Although
some more of those
the
trees look
the
like
street.
They've been
absolutely, totally
fatigued by the drought or
piece of
recent storms.
Vines,
there's a
trees,
lot of dead
bushes.
Trees in Houston these days.
In fact, they may have children. There's toys in the front. Coming up to Jack.
Here comes Mike.
He's standing on the street, waiting for me to approach him.
There he is.
And here we are at the end of our audio tour.
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
There's the napping AT&T man's truck. It looks like he was early for a call meeting.
Looks like he is working now. So that's the end of the audio tour. And you want to just start heading back to the truck?
Yeah, we'll just head on back to the truck. And I hope you guys enjoy this walking tour, those of you who actually come here and walk on it, and those of you who just listen to it. Either way, I hope it's enjoyable.
Okay, signing off.
Signing off.